Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
A consultant cardiologist has given heartfelt thanks to the Dublin Airport police and fire officers who saved his life in January. Dr. Farkad Alamgir was travelling to Ireland from Manchester when he experienced a serious cardiac event in the airport's Terminal 2. Dublin Airport's defibrillator CPR programme helped save his life, and he was then transferred to the Mater Hospital. And I'm delighted to say that Dr. Alamgir joins us now. Good evening, Doctor.
Hello there. Good evening.
How are you?
Much better. In the last 4 weeks, I have recovered and steadily recovering.
Take us back to that day in January when you arrived at Dublin Airport. What happened?
Well, I think I came out of the aircraft and then just had a cardiac arrest and fainted. And I don't remember anything after that till I was in the coronary care unit when I woke up. But later on, people told me what had happened.
And what did they tell you?
Well, I have no previous cardiac problems, so I have no history. So it was all a big shock. But apparently, I collapsed in the arrivals, and one of the passengers raised the alarm, and then an Aer Lingus employee started the cardiac massage and asked for the teams to come in, which is the fire service and the paramedics, and they did a wonderful job because I think I was down for nearly 17 minutes. And being a cardiologist, I do know that out of hospital arrest carries a bad prognosis, really. But I survived due to excellent work done by this team.
More than survived, and you're back on your feet again. And you were back at Dublin Airport today to say thanks to those first responders.
I did. On my way back to home in Manchester, I met all of the team. And really, once you have a bond then, because you know that these are the people who were very professional and did a good job. And so I met all of them, thanked them, and I hope to return back in the next few weeks, where I would like to do something in return. And I know that they run some charities, and I would like to contribute. So I'm hoping to go back in another 3 to 4 weeks.
Now, I suppose there's an irony here. You're a cardiologist having a heart attack, a cardiac event in Dublin Airport, and you say no previous history. But had you been neglectful of your own health?
Well, you see, that's a tough question, but a good question. But I don't think I never had any symptoms, that one would think about a cardiac event like this. You see, out of hospital arrest carries a very bad prognosis. I think only 10% of people survive. But if you have these devices that you have at the airport, then the survival is nearly 50%. So I don't think I ignored anything, and I didn't have a heart attack. I just had a sudden arrest.
Yeah.
But thankfully, now, one never wishes to have this, but where I had it, then if I had a choice, I would have it at Dublin Airport, now knowing the facilities that they have and the training these guys have.
I'm sure you'd advocate for the use of defibrillators, whether at the airport. I mean, we have them at a number of locations throughout Ireland, and of course, as well, volunteers working all over the country in conjunction with the HSE and the ambulance service, acting as CFR groups.
Absolutely, 100%. As I said, that if you don't have these machines, the survival is about 10%. But if you have these machines, it goes up to 50%. And so I will be, and I hope to donate some to the Dublin Airport, just as a thank you.
Do you believe you would not be here today but for the fast action of those at Dublin Airport?
100%. I still think about it. I still have, no recollection, and I'm trying to figure out what happened. And being a cardiologist and talking to hundreds of other friends who are cardiologists, definitely there's no chance I would have survived if I was in the aircraft, or I should have been in a taxi because I was supposed to come on the earlier flight, which I delayed. And so I'm very, very lucky
indeed,
and thankful to this.
You were due to carry out, I think, surgeries at the Blackrock Clinic that day as well. Now, they say doctors don't make good patients. Was there a learning curve for you forced into the position of being a cardiac patient in hospital?
Definitely, because as I said, that there are things that you experience as a patient that you never experience as a physician. As a physician, you have to be very professional, scientific, but as a patient, a lot of emotions, you know, come into play. And I have learned a lot more, than I would have ever learned just being a physician. And my attitude towards the whole thing has changed. Mm-hmm. And I hope to get back to my practice very soon. And I hope that I would be able to contribute more, especially talking to all the doctors.
I know you have a lot of love for Ireland. You received your postdoctorate degree in this country. And you recently, I gather, received an MBE from the Queen for your cardiology work.
Yes, it was for my contribution to medicine and cardiology in Yorkshire. I did. Thank you. Yes, and I did receive my postgraduate degree. So I have some fond memories of Ireland, and this, I would never wish to have it again, this event, but whatever they did saved my life.
All right. Well, we hope that you don't have another event. But for all of us, we'll now know that we are in safe hands at Dublin Airport. And thank you very much for joining us, Professor or Dr. Farkad Alamgir. Thank you very much.